You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Top of the podcast. Happy Monday.
Hello.
Jordan's here. Simo's here.
Hello, hello.
Beck is here.
In fact, actually, that's what I'm going to do when there's no toilet paper. Go to the backyard.
There's some memes out there that kind of show that.
Straight in the shower for me. Actually, on the subject of showers, singing in the shower, is it something you ever do?
Depends. It depends on the song. Depends in my headspace. Am I in the mood? Am I just in there to get in, get washed, get out?
Yeah.
The number one shower song.
Justin Timberlake.
Morning, 4 minutes gone past six. It is Snow FM breakfast. Simo and Jordan with you for another week. Happy Monday.
Good morning, Simo. Happy Monday. Yeah. I had to go buy some sunglasses yesterday.
Did you have to?
Well, my old ones broke.
No, I don't have any.
So I know you don't have any, which is a burden on my life, trying to get you to wear sunnies. But no, Simo, I had to go buy some sunnies yesterday, and I realised when I was at the shop looking at them, I don't actually know what the difference is between men and women's sunglasses.
No, I don't think there is much of a difference, is there?
Well, they're on different racks, and I didn't realise. I kind of found a pair of my, oh, you know, these could look good. Put them on, looked in the little mirror thing that said, these look good. Yeah, I was about to go pay for them. Then I saw it at the corner of my eye. It said women's sunnies at the top, and then there was another one over there that said men's.
Was it one of those spinny things?
Yeah, one of the spinny shelves that spins around.
No, I'm a fan of those.
I know. I think more things should be on them.
Yeah.
Just here at the supermarket, rotisserie chickens just spin around. I'll take this one, please.
Well, they literally are rotisserie chickens, but maybe the fruit, like one side's bananas, one side's, or like the food groups. So you could like get one from the bottom section of the food pyramid, then you spin it, and then you get the next one above, spin it again, and then eventually reach the top.
Well, put it this way, I would definitely be starting at the top of the food pyramid, which is the naughty foods, spinning maybe to go down to a second tier, spinning maybe the third tier, and then I think we just leave it at that.
And we are at the top of Snow FM at breakfast. What have we got in store this morning?
Well, Captain Cash is back with us. Loose on the snowies from 9 o'clock. I'll let you know what song you're listening out for just after seven.
Came for that Ed Sheeran right now, Camila Cabello, all the A-listers, Nicki Minaj spitting a rhyme as well. South of the Border, kicking off Monday morning. Simo and Jordan just hanging out. Morning.
She got the Simo and Jordan.
I think it's a disgrace that information that was false and fake and never happened got released to the public. You are fake news.
Ah, the media machine rolls on.
Yes, Simo, it is the fake news game. First thing Monday morning, thought we'd decipher some of the fake news that's been floating around over the weekend. Simo, I've got three news headlines here. I'll read you the headlines, and no more, you can ask no questions about the news story. Simo, one of them is real. Two of them are fake news that I've completely made up. All you have to do is guess which one is real and which two are fake. And you can play along at home if you want. 64572977. Give us a call if you want to help Simo decipher which news stories are real and which news stories are fake.
All right, here we go.
All right, you ready, Simo?
I was born ready.
Now, you are in form in this game. You've won the last, three in a row.
Yeah, so form is good.
So the pressure is on.
Yeah.
Feel that pressure mounting.
Nah, I'm all good.
Headline number one. Swan on the loose after stealing off-duty police officer's loaf of bread.
Okay.
Headline number two. Former Olympic marathon runner now eats 7 Big Macs a day in bid to become weightlifter. Headline number three. Rogue wallaby on the loose in Scotland, spotted by dog walker.
Okay.
So, Simo, those are the three headlines, one of which is real, two are fake. Let us know, what are you thinking? Where's your head at?
There has been a lot of swan content lately. I have heard other people talking about swans, which isn't common. The wallaby thing sounds plausible because it doesn't sound very interesting. I kind of don't want it to be true because it's... But then again, it's the least interesting of the three. And what was number two?
Number two, former Olympic marathon runner, now eats 7 Big Macs a day in bid to become weightlifter.
Let's go...
Well, I tell you what, do you want to eliminate one? Eliminate one that you think is fake and that I have made up. Which one do you think is completely fake?
No, I'm just going to take a punt.
Okay, so you can just take a punt at which one is right.
Take a punt at the wallaby being true.
Simo.
Yes.
The last 3 weeks in a row, you've got this right.
Yes.
And it pains me to say, you've now got four right in a row. Yes, that one is true. The other two are completely made up. Congratulations.
I'm a beast at this game.
We might need to rethink this for next week.
Justin Bieber right now. Billie Eilish teaming up. Here it is. It's the Bad Guy feature. 24 minutes past six. You may now call me Fake News King.
Simo and Jordan.
Demi Lovato, that was I Love Me on Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan right here with you.
And Simo, I want to talk St. Patrick's Day, which is coming up very soon.
Of course you do. You said you did a lot of drinking on the weekend.
I may have headed to a drinking establishment.
St. Patrick's Day in training?
Well, this wasn't St. Patrick's Day, kind of. It wasn't St. Patrick's Day training, like you say. I don't know. Maybe it was. Maybe it should have been.
What, how many beverages are we talking?
Oh, let's not get into that. Let's get on to what we're talking about now, Simo.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, right. Please.
Which is St. Patrick's Day is coming up, and a company has offered you, offered you the chance to get paid the equivalent of $1,000 to spend St. Patrick's Day watching Irish movies.
Right on. So is The Irishman one of those?
No.
Okay.
They've got a list of Irish movies here that they are wanting you to watch. This list of Irish movies takes you about 17 hours and 23 minutes in total to complete.
Is there some, like, river dance that's going on or something?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I mean, I don't want to, you know, offend any Irish people, but, you know, they do great music, great food, great beer, all that sort of stuff. Movies, I don't think... Yeah, they're not great, are they?
No, I'm just checking to see if Riverdance... Again, I always... It's so bad, but I get Riverdance, or like, I get so many Scottish and Irish things confused.
Well, Simo, I've got all the... I've got the 10 movies here. I'm going to run through them with you, and just a simple yes or no, whether you've seen or heard of them before.
This just in, Riverdance is a theatrical show which is originally Irish. Boom, got that one right.
Congratulations. All right, Simo, so they've got 10 movies here. I want to run through them quickly, and just give me a yes or no, whether you've seen them...
All right, cool.
Or... Even heard of them.
All right, I'm into this.
Okay, you're ready.
I'll just ding in if I've seen it.
So you're too lazy to talk.
Yes.
Fair enough. My Left Foot.
No!
The Crying Game.
No!
Far and Away.
No!
Okay, I can see there's a trend happening.
Circle of Friends.
No.
Hunger.
No.
The Departed.
Yes, that is a wicked movie. Can recommend The Departed. See it, watch it, sit down. You got some A-listers in there. Matt Damon, Leo DiCaprio, Jack Nicholson, Mark Wahlberg.
All right. Work for the marketing team of that movie?
That movie is just top-notch.
All right, you can recommend that one. Can you recommend Waking Ned Divine?
No!
No.
Leprechaun?
Nope.
No!
Angela's Ashes?
Nope.
No!
And The Wind That Shakes the Barley?
Yeah, no, not at all. I don't think I know that one. The Wind That Shakes the Barley?
So for the 10 movies that you're required to watch, like I say, it'll take about 17 hours and 23 minutes, leaving you plenty of time afterwards to go out and celebrate the St. Patrick's Day festivities.
Mm.
The winning applicant will be required to write a 1,000-word summary on what they've learned about Irish culture as part of this movie marathon, and their reward, as well as the money. They also received a corned beef, a cabbage meal for four, a box of Lucky Charms cereal, and a U2 album of their choice.
You got to get the U2 in there.
Got to get there. But hang on, you're now Googling Irish movies.
Yeah, well, particularly The Wind That Shakes the Barley. It looks pretty cool. I'm into it.
What is it? Can you give us a bit of a synopsis?
It's got Cillian Murphy in it, who's now kind of, he makes people really shudder in their boots because he plays, you know, the Peaky Blinders?
Is he in that?
Yeah, he's in that. So that's actually kind of a big time movie.
Well, Simo, get your applications in, and you could be the lucky person that gets to sit down and watch these 10 movies in a row for St. Patrick's Day.
The Wind That Shakes the Barley. Widely praised.
What is it, like a comedy, or is it like a farming movie about barley, or?
Based in 1920 Ireland in County Cork.
I see.
Do we know? Toy.
Just judging by the poster, it looks like a copy of Wicked the Musical.
This Justin, you know how I mentioned, so he was in the Peaky Blinders, this Cillian Murphy guy?
Yeah.
He plays a character called Tommy, but in this he plays a character called Teddy. So he's showing a lot of range, which is good. Just a couple of letters.
Do you reckon he actually has to bother learning lines, or he just knows? I got this, guys. I'm sweet.
He's Irish in both of them as well.
He's Irish in real life too, probably.
He is. Jonas Brothers right now. This is Only Human. Snow FM, Breakfast, Simo and Jordan hanging out with you for your Monday morning.
Simo and Jordan.
Today, Junior.
Today's the day.
Feeling it. We're feeling good. Hey.
today in tabloids. All thanks to McDonald's. Some more Tom Hanks mentions, particularly in regards to Dickie Wilson. So the he's kind of like the Hollywood Reporter of Australia, isn't he?
Yeah. So Richard Wilkins.
That's the one.
Is his name, and he's like you say, he's on one of those morning TV shows.
So he caught up with Tom Hanks and wife Rita Wilson at the Sydney Opera House.
Oh, so this is before, obviously before Tom Hanks, it was revealed that he had corona.
Last week, and now it's since returned a positive test. So Australia's blue chip Hollywood reporter goes down, but he's fine so far.
So he has COVID-19, I think is the technical term of it.
That's the one. I've got it both listed here.
Yeah, good.
So also making news this morning, Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently a bit of a drunkard on the way out of Harry Potter. Didn't know how to deal with it.
Oh, really?
Yep. So he said that he was unsure whether it was drinking due to the situation or because of his nature.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of drinking apparently happened towards the end of Harry Potter.
Oh, I assume that he is now better and isn't relying so much on the drink.
Yeah, he mentioned that he wasn't sure if it was being comfortable enough in who he was to remain sober.
Okay. Interesting.
And also, more than 2 decades after claiming Brad Pitt doesn't impress her. So you know Shania Twain? That don't impress me much.
Oh, yeah, she's in that song.
Yeah. Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me. You're familiar with it?
I'm familiar with the song.
She's come out this morning and mentioned that she is pretty impressed with Brad's career.
So what's happened? Has something changed in Brad's career? That when was the moment that Brad went from unimpressive to impressive?
I don't know. Maybe when he became single again?
What else is there in that song? Because she says, so you're a rocket science. That doesn't impress me much. Yeah. Does she still find rocket scientists unimpressive?
I don't know. This one is the one we're talking about. Here it is. There she goes. So, yeah, she's come out this morning and mentioned that after 2 decades of claiming Brad Pitt doesn't impress her, singer Shania Twain has admitted that she is impressed by the Hollywood star.
Is she going to change the lyrics of this song or still, Brad Pitt, that impresses me much.
Yeah, 56, she said this morning, I must say I am very impressed by Brad's wonderful career. Genius,
you drive me. I mean, he has had a wonderful career.
Yeah.
That's undeniable.
I think it may be a, is that like a, is that like a come and get me in their 50s?
Oh, it's like the 50s equivalent of Tinder.
Here we go, come on.
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me.
We're still not confirmed whether she likes rocket scientists.
No, not confirmed on that. But do you think that might be a bit of a, like a...
Like, are you trying to get rumours floating around that...
Shania Twain and Brad Pitt.
Shania Twain and Brad Pitt, it's a thing. What would be their, like, shipped name together?
Oh, it'd be too difficult.
Brit.
Yeah. Well, like Twain and Pitt is difficult, so yeah. It'll be Twit.
Twit.
Simo and Jordan.
Sigala, John Newman as well. That was Gimme Your Love on Snow FM at breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan hanging out this morning.
And Simo, you want to talk about something that happened to Donald Trump the other day.
I just want to discuss it. I did actually watch his address. So he invited viewers into the Oval Office.
Mm-hmm.
It's always interesting because you kind of see how people perform under pressure.
Mm.
And he is a weird dude. He's an odd character.
Mm-hmm.
Strange unit. So he was actually caught on mic before his address, if you like, before he went live.
So he was doing like a live stream. I think from what I've read about it, sort of all the American TV networks come live to this thing. Plus, it was on all various social medias and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, I watched it on Twitter.
And before the live stream officially started, so there's like a big countdown clock. It's a bit like New Year's Eve, but instead of when it clock strikes zero, there's fireworks. When the clock strikes zero, hello, Donald Trump's on the screen talking.
When it strikes zero, it's a go for Trump.
But on the screen, it was still had this countdown clock, but you could hear Trump, his mic was on.
Yeah, the mic was on and recording, apparently.
Mm.
Here he goes, just prepping. It is a stressful situation for him.
A what? Wow, uh-oh, I got a pen mark. Anybody have any white? Do you have any white stuff?
The panic sets in.
So what happened there? So that wasn't censored, by the way, when it actually went to air.
That's right.
So what happened?
No, they don't really know. He must have just had like a bit of a spillage or something like that, and he wanted to get rid of it.
Do you have a pen mark? So it was like on his jacket or something like that. Like somehow he had a pen mark on his shirt or something.
Hmm.
I can imagine how that would be a bit of a panic situation when you realise you've got a stain on your shirt and you're about to address Not just the whole of America, but let's face it, pretty much the whole of the world.
Yeah, like what was the... Yeah, wow, that's a good point. Because the population of America is already quite big.
And plus, there's, like I say, everyone in the world is out there listening and watching.
So here he goes again. I just want to listen.
A what? Wow, f***.
He's stressed.
Uh-oh, I got a pen mark. Anybody have any white... Do you have any white stuff?
Just the sheer... bloody panic of like, uh-oh, I gotta...
I like as well, you guys, does anyone have any white stuff? Because he's got to realise, actually, how do you get Penmark off a shirt?
Well, you know, if the rumours are to be believed about DJ Trump, that white stuff might have been something else entirely.
Allegedly.
And then there's, after he finishes his address, you can kind of just like hear the release, like how much he's just like, oh, thank goodness for that.
Okay.
He's just like, oh, phew, that's all over.
So that was afterwards.
So have you...
So hang on. They made the mistake before the address started by leaving the microphone on.
Yeah.
After a finish, they made the same mistake by leaving it on. Who was in charge of the on and off button of Donald Trump's microphone?
Well, it's fair because I think in the lead up to that, they do like a bit of a 1, 2, 3 clear. I think I've got that here somewhere. Hold up.
His sigh of relief.
Here we go.
We're clear.
Okay. Okay.
So he gets the 1, 2, 3 clear, takes a breath, unbuttons his jacket and goes, okay.
Done.
Done. So I was wondering if you ever had anything in your life that was kind of like that was sending the sheer kind of a bloody panic. So maybe you spilled some coffee like in the car when you're driving to work. That would be one. Something that kind of really stresses you out.
I like how you're saying, yeah, spilling coffee in the car is the exact same level of stress as you're about to talk to the entire world. And you've realised that you've got a stain on your shirt.
Yeah, like he's got a bit of an oopsie. So if you've had a bit of an oopsie, like in the last couple of weeks, 64 572 977. We'd love to hear about it. I'll share mine next.
Simo and Jordan.
Benny, that was Glitter. Snow FM Breakfast, that one inside the ARIA Top 50 as well. On the way to 8 o'clock news, sport and weather, talking oopsies.
Yeah, well, Simo, you were talking about before over the weekend, Mr. Trump had to address the world via like a live stream. Realised just before that he had a little bit of a stain on his shirt, perhaps a pen mark or something like that, and a little bit of an oopsie, as you put it.
Yeah, no, he was stressing out, like, hardcore about his issue.
Uh-oh.
And so, which is fair enough.
Yeah.
You know, you want to look your best when you're going in, you know, in front of international TV, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured... I've had a lot of those moments in life.
Oh, where you've had to address the entire world via international TV and live streams?
Nah, just oopsies.
Oh, I see.
On
okay.
the daily.
Fair enough.
I mean, we had one together where we got lost in Cooma.
Yeah, we did do that.
We did.
I forgot about that one.
What were we trying to do? We were trying to find the Cooma office, right?
It's very embarrassing.
Uh-oh.
We were trying to find the Snow FM office in Cooma.
Yeah, that's right.
Couldn't do it.
Now,
to be fair, if we want to get back into that argument, we can. I was driving.
I was
you are the navigator.
I
would 100% blame you.
Yeah, that's fair. Other ones I've had were like the stock standard. I've smashed windows on Christmas before. Backyard cricket.
Oh,
basketball.
I see. Yeah.
Numerous times.
Mm-hmm. You just weren't happy with your Christmas presents. No.
Yeah, that was really awkward. Mm. So I've done that. Also, one of the bigger ones is coming back from the snowies. Actually, a bit further south, if my navigation is correct.
Which, that may be an oopsie itself. When you say snowies, you might mean the Northern Territory.
So, driving back from Falls Creek to Adelaide. Now, there's a couple of different ways you can go, right? You can either drive through Melbourne, or you can drive through Bendigo.
Right.
Right. Now, those two places, very different.
I mean, does Bendigo have trams and... alleyways with graffiti and lattes?
No, not
quite. I've never been.
Not at all. But they're hours upon hours in different directions.
Mm.
So if... well, I can probably check. What is it? So Bendigo to Melbourne.
I was wondering why you had, like, Google... So on your computer over there, you've got Google Maps. And you know how we can do, like, the travel thing and it'll give you directions. I was wondering. I'm like, are you trying to leave straight after this show to go to Bendigo?
There you go. There's about a two-hour difference.
All right, two-hour drive in between the two.
Right, so driving back from a ski trip.
Mm-hmm.
Driving back into South Australia completely. We were supposed to go through Bendigo. I was on navigation.
Mm-hmm.
I decided to take a nap.
Oh, no. Did you end up in Perth?
Because the driver got us there. It was like, well, he got us to the snow, no problems. He'll probably be able to get us back, no worries. Mm-hmm. You know, there's big green signs, etc. And then the unfortunate thing was that, so I woke up. I was like, oh, geez, the surroundings look a bit, you know, it looks a bit odd around here. Looks a bit weird.
Snow is a shade. Seems to be desert. The large rock. Is that Uluru over there?
No, not quite. So I woke up and then the driver was like, oh, Simo, can you just have a bit of a look on the old maps there?
Mm.
I'm like, yeah, no worries. That's cool. So I like loaded up the maps. I'm waiting. And then the pin drops down on the map and it's Melbourne. I look up and there's just skyscrapers.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, bit of an issue there.
Missed it by so much. So it's like, and then you got the next thing is like, we didn't plan for this. How are we going to continue our route? So it's a bit of the,
Okay,
so what's next? So,
but you managed to make it your way home in the end?
Yeah, the driver was not pleased. We lost at least 2 hours.
But on the plus side, he got to visit Melbourne.
Yeah.
Simo and Jordan.
How good is that?
Baby, how you feeling?
How good is that?
Measure it. How could it be fantastic? Could be woeful.
Mm-hmm.
Right here on Snow FM and Breakfast answering those questions.
Yes, Simo, we've got a couple of moral dilemmas. We don't know where they are. I try and work out whether they're good or not. And you can get involved as well if you have an opinion on the moral dilemma for today.
All right.
Give us a call, 64572977.
Monday.
Eating toast upside down. 3, 2, 1. Go.
Yeah.
No,
I haven't got too much of a problem with that.
Not really?
No. What's your issue?
Because I think the whole reason behind eating toast upside down is because the spread that you put on the toast goes on your tongue and therefore you get more of a taste.
I always find as well, what's the deal with dropping toast and it always lands face down?
Yeah, that's weird too.
It's really unfortunate.
But I hear people say that if you eat it upside down, you get more of a taste. It's like, no, you don't.
Mm.
No, you get the same amount of taste. It doesn't work. If anything, you get less taste because you're expecting more. So I'm a big no.
Oh, you're expecting more?
Yeah.
You reckon it's all in the mind?
I reckon it is.
Toast is a massive mind game.
100%. I always play mind games with my breakfast.
Yeah. Do you find that when you drop it, always face down, like ruined? Like you can't go again because it's just gone.
Yeah.
Whether it's cats, if a cat falls, always feet first.
Well, hopefully cats don't fall.
Because you know how there's always the thing about how cats land on their feet?
Yeah, but hopefully you're not kind of, you carry around a piece of toast, you accidentally drop it, that's one thing. Carrying around a cat and you accidentally drop it,
yeah.
All of a sudden the RSPCA get involved.
What we could do is...
We are not testing this. We are not getting a cat and dropping it. That is, I am drawing the line.
And a piece of toast?
We can do the toast. We can do the toast if you want.
Mm.
We are not dropping cats or any other animal.
No, not so much so. Like, if we get the cat, like, maybe if we can...
The cat completely out of this.
No, but if you put the toast on the back of the cat, it would always land face up. Because cats always land on their feet. Therefore, you've thwarted the issue with the toast.
Well, all with the power of the toast... overpower the cat, and then the toast lands face down, and then the cat's just like a turtle on its back trying to get up with its arms in the air.
Gee, that's just the gravitational pull.
The gravitational pull of the toast.
It is something phenomenal.
Mm.
And also,
if you do that, you'll be eating your toast and it'll have cat fur all over it.
That's a slight issue.
Mm.
I reckon there's some spreads that are heavier than others.
Well, yeah.
Like...
So there are some cats that are heavier than others.
So like if you had like a really heavy cat, then you'd probably need a heavier spread to try and see if you could flip the...
So what, if you've got a heavy cat, you want to go for like your Nutella or something?
That's right,
like a very dense, heavy spread.
Right. Yeah.
Whereas if you've got a light, skinny cat...
That's right.
Maybe, what would be a light... Like a marmalade or a strawberry jam.
That's right.
I feel that would be a lighter spread.
That would be fine, yeah.
What about those people that just have butter on their toast?
Well, that would be a small cat. Kitten.
That would be a kitten.
Yeah.
Don't go strapping pieces of toast and butter to kittens. That's one thing that we've learned from this segment.
But do you reckon... I reckon it would be worth a test with the toast issue.
Yeah, I mean... Mm. If provided there's enough bread left over to make toast that hasn't been on the floor that I get to eat, I'm more than happy to give this a go.
Well, give it a crack. That was How Good Is That? Now, Barzy, this morning, new music playing on Snow FM, a breakfast.
Simo and Jordan.
Rule, one of the Aussie youngest, like, music on the music scene at the moment. Painkiller on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan waking you up.
And Simo, toilet paper has become a precious commodity.
Really odd. And now I've only now learnt that, yes, the terminology for, like, different ply, triple fold, yeah. There's so many details that go into it.
There's so many you don't realise until times like now. Like, I think like my housemate said last night, oh, we've got some toilet paper left, but only single ply. I'm like,
did someone...
What?
Just say, wow. I have to be honest, the entire winter I bought one value pack. It lasted me the entire winter.
Mm.
So if you're buying extras, just what are you doing? What are you doing?
Well, Simo, the reason I bring up toilet paper and being such a precious commodity is because, a kangaroo has been spotted doing something a bit peculiar with the toilet paper, not using the toilet paper for the use that toilet paper is used for.
Well, I imagine it would be difficult for them because they've got massive, like, rumpuses and tiny little arms.
And the tail would be an issue as well.
That would be another thing, because there's no way they can reach down there.
Yeah, they do have tiny little... Thank God humans don't have tiny little arms and tails, otherwise how would we wipe our bum?
Yeah, exactly. Everyone wants a kangaroo bum now in the gyms and stuff, you know, all the squatting. They want, you know, equal size.
Get a kangaroo bum.
So I've just coined it now.
Well, Simo, so this happened in a...
Very muscular.
I haven't stared at kangaroo's bums. I'll have to take your word for
kangaroos
it.
Kangaroos are all muscle. Have you seen some of those photos of kangaroos coming out of the water with six packs and stuff?
I think you're getting a kangaroo confused with James Bond.
they're actually out.
Can't imagine they have a kangaroo played James Bond.
They're ripped.
How would that scene where James Bond is slowly walking out of the water, it wouldn't look so elegant if it was just hopping. Well, they'd like splashing the water everywhere.
They need a prequel for how he became an English citizen or like a citizen of Great Britain because they're not.
And how he became a spy. That would be, imagine going to the writers. It's like, okay, writers of the new James Bond movie. Right, here's the plot line. James Bond is a kangaroo. Go, make it happen. Work up something brilliant. And the writers just look at each other and go, how on earth are we meant to be doing this?
Well, kangaroo, they're already ripped. All they need is the ninja skills. And they've got a bit of sex appeal, don't they?
Do they?
With those muscular...
Well, to female kangaroos, I'm sure they do.
With those muscular bums.
Stop mentioning kangaroos' bottoms.
Sorry.
Well, Simo, the reason I bring up kangaroos, getting back to the original point, is one was filmed in a campground in regional South Australia.
Ooh.
The person was heading into the toilet block on the campground.
Right on.
To do what the toilet block is used for.
Mm-hmm.
When he discovered a kangaroo was already in there, in the little cubicle.
Wow.
Eating the toilet paper.
Oh, no.
There's a video of this going viral, that the kangaroo was just there nibbling away on the little toilet paper dispenser there.
Maybe they've been waiting. Like, the kangaroos have been biding their time. It's going to be this whole toilet paper that undoes the human race.
Mm. Well, I mean, if the kangaroos have been biding their time to only now start eating toilet paper...
Yeah, they've timed
they're
it.
They're very evil people.
Yeah, they've timed it perfectly.
Should we do it, like, a month ago when, like, there's loads of toilet paper and no one's, like, panicking or anything like that? Nah, let's wait. Let's wait a month and see what happens.
That's what I mean. Like, they've targeted the moment.
Mm.
So they're going to, like, first the toilet paper, then what?
Well, maybe we said kangaroo could be the new James Bond. Maybe that's not right. Maybe they're the new James Bond villain. Daniel Craig has to fight a kangaroo.
There's a lot of them he's going to have to take down. But they can punch. They can kick.
I know.
I mean...
And they can eat toilet paper, apparently.
Good luck, Bond. BB Rexa right now. Last hurrah. I'm done
with it. Simo and Jordan.
Bruno Marzi, that was locked out of heaven. It is Simo and Jordan just hanging out this morning.
And Simo, I want to talk about The Simpsons. And more specifically, are you aware of this? Apparently, this is a thing that, because The Simpsons has been going on for so many years, people are thinking that they are The Simpsons is predicting the future.
That's interesting. Their otherworldly intro all of a sudden has a different tone.
I know.
Oh, the future. So what have they predicted this time?
Well, there's loads of kind of articles about this online. I'm struggling to see the validity of some of them, though.
Okay.
I'm a bit skeptical.
That's fair.
Because there was one that I clicked on that says 18 times The Simpsons have predicted the future.
Hmm.
And then you start reading the article and it says, here's 13 times The Simpsons has predicted the future. And then they've got a list and there's 15 things. So I don't know. That's a bit. Maybe the Simpsons haven't quite predicted how to count properly.
My maths is shot, so good enough for me.
Well, they've, according to some episodes way back in the 90s, smartwatches.
Oh, yeah.
They talked about them are autocorrect and getting things wrong.
Mm.
Video calls, apparently, they predicted as well.
Jeez, they're onto it.
There was also an episode where Donald Trump was the president.
Scary.
And now look what's happened.
I think I've seen that one where... Is there, like, a set of elevators to, like, an office or something? Because that's...
Escalator.
Yeah, there's, like, an escalator of DJ Trump, the Simpsons version, going up an escalator as the newly anointed president of the United States. And then there is that exact same photo and thing that has happened since.
That one, I admit, is a bit creepy.
They're spooky.
But there is a new Simpsons, you know, trying to... foretell the future, time to predict the future, which has gone viral very recently.
Yep.
And this is all to do with Tom Hanks. You would have seen, Simo, that he's got the coronavirus.
Yes.
And has to go into quarantine.
I've got a bit of...
And has to be left alone.
Yeah.
And people are saying, because he said something along the lines of this back in the
Simpsons
movie.
This is Tom Hanks saying, if you see me in person, please leave me be.
Yep.
Because he said that in, he made a little cameo in the Simpsons movie back in 2007, I think it was.
Yeah, that was an interesting one as well, because that was when Springfield, they had to completely isolate from the rest of the world.
Mm.
Bit different. They put a huge dome over the top of the city, so a little different.
I mean, I don't think they can do that to the world for Corona. I don't think that'll have the same effect.
This is Tom Hanks saying, if you see me in person, please leave me be.
leave him alone.
But people are saying because of that, this is another time... that The Simpsons has predicted the future.
What do you reckon?
Look, no.
No, I agree.
I don't think they can claim this one. I mean, it would be great if they could, but no, I don't think they can.
But it's still great to do that, because I feel like he's someone whose privacy you wouldn't want to invade, would you?
Oh, yeah, well, just if you see anyone in public, you probably should just leave them alone.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember... don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.